Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, my radio family, my UCM partners. Thank you for joining me today. And if no one has told you they love you today, I just want you to know I love you. I trust the Lord has whispered His love to you, because that's constant and never changes. Praise God. Well, with the Lord's help, we will continue the message I've been focusing on this week in terms of maturity, coming into maturity. Ephesians, the 5th chapter, verses 8 through 11 states, "For you were once in darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Live as children of light, for the fruit of the light consists in all goodness, righteousness, and truth. And find out what pleases the Lord. Have nothing to do with the fruitless deeds of darkness, but rather expose them." Boy, we're to take a stand. We're to make the way of the Lord, the stand of the Lord, obvious, not in a argumentative or antagonistic way, but when we're called upon to take a stand, then we must take a stand and not be lukewarm and not waffle or halt between two opinions. That makes me think of Elijah, right? Don't halt between, if the Lord be Lord, or you're going to serve Baal, make up your mind. And as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Praise God, as Joshua said. So because, and again, this scripture, find out what pleases the Lord. He delights in truth and mercy. Is that not right? And that's why sometimes you're in a place or in a church that's not preaching the word, and your heart actually hurts, not physically, but your spirit hurts because there's a lack of the moving of God's Spirit. And I don't mean that every church service has to have a sermon preached, but overall, beloved, the Word of God, along with the moving of the gifts of the Spirit, must have preeminence or something is wrong. We just can't, it's too easy for the natural man to just settle down into a program. Well, there's the worship service, and then there's the message or a greeting and the message, and then there's the offering, and then we have a song at the close of the service. You know, there, of course, there's order to a service, there needs to be. Everything should be done decently in order. But as you heard and read the instructions of Paul to the Corinthian church, they had a lot of the gifts moving. He was basically saying how they should be done. Regulate them properly. You know, if you have the gift of prophesy, two or three at the most, you know, and everything should be done decently and in order, because God is not the author of confusion. But so many are attempting to carry on an old system, the old religious observances, and you simply can't do that into a fresh and new move of God. And people sense that something's wrong, things don't seem to be coming together. Why is that? The reason is, as Jesus said, you can't put new wine into old wineskins. The old man-made systems won't accept and cannot accept the moving of the Spirit of God. Why? Well, it's pretty obvious. If they did, they would have to relinquish control and give God control. Now, that might sound rather harsh, but there's a comfort. Listen, that's true of all of our lives. We like control. We like stability. We like things to kind of remain the same. Oh, we like a little bit of change now and then so things don't get boring or dull, but we like to have a sense of control in our own lives. We do. And, you know, a certain amount of discipline, regularity, that there's nothing wrong with that. That's healthy. But ultimately, God is in control of our lives. Whether we like it or not, whether we submit or not, He is in control of our lives. So it's so much more pleasant if we'll agree with our whole heart and soul and mind and all that we are to say, yes, Lord, I am willing to surrender to you. You have control. I haven't done a very good job of in the decisions and control that I've had of my life. And so I commit myself to your perfect plan because you know what? He loves you more than you could possibly understand or know. We have to allow God that supremacy, and without a work of the Holy Spirit in our hearts, it's hard to let go of that control that he's experienced in days past. But Matthew 9 and 17 states, neither do men put new wine into old bottles, else the bottles break and the new wine runneth out and the bottles perish, but they put new wine into new bottles and both are preserved. And there are those who insist on bringing people under the legalism, the ceremonial laws, if you will, of the Old Testament. But when this is done, the word already tells us if you do one part of the law, then you're a debtor to keep all of the law. That's the good news of the gospel of the kingdom. Jesus came, and with him grace and mercy, not license, but his grace is sufficient for us to walk in the joy and the peace and the destiny he has for our lives. Galatians 4:4-5 states, but when the fullness of time was come, God sent forth his Son, made of a woman, made under the law, to redeem them that were under the law, that we, hallelujah, might receive the adoption of sons. Oh, praise God. And because ye are sons, hallelujah, God has sent forth the Spirit of his Son, the Holy Spirit, into your hearts, crying, Abba, Father, or Daddy. Wherefore, thou art no more a servant, but a son. And if a son, then an heir of God through Christ. We are heirs of God and joint heirs with our brother, Jesus Christ. Praise God. Paul states in Galatians 5:16-18, this I say then, walk in the Spirit, and ye shall not fulfill the lusts of the flesh. But if ye be led of the Spirit, ye are not under the law. It's just that simple. We have to be led by the Spirit of God. And the Holy Spirit's a wonderful teacher. He's not impatient. He's not demanding, as some teachers may have been in our life, or even our parents, or those who've had authority over us. He's very patient. He's very gentle. He takes you step by step. He doesn't try to teach you something you're not able to receive. Just like a teacher wouldn't teach someone, a child in kindergarten, sixth grade arithmetic, because they're not ready for it. They can't receive it. It's built, the Word of God and even normal teaching is built precept upon precept. You have to learn, first of all, how to read, right? How to spell. And then you can go on to greater and greater things in the field of education and learning. And so we need to understand that God will direct us by the Spirit of God. The law was fulfilled by Jesus and done away with. It was fulfilled so that grace might come in. Thank God for his grace. Paul states in Romans 8:3, for what the law could not do, in that it was weak, not that the law was weak, but through our flesh it was weak, because we couldn't do that. God, sending his own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh and for sin, condemned sin in the flesh, that the righteousness of the law might be fulfilled in us, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. There was only one in the human flesh, that was Jesus, who walked a perfect life, who was without sin, and he fulfilled the law that we might be made the righteousness of Christ. Praise God. And beloved, if there was ever a need, there's such a need, a grave need in these days for the people of God to know the truth, that the world, the unsaved, can know the truth, that Jesus Christ is the way, the truth, and the life. There is no other way to God. There are not many different avenues to find your way to heaven. No, that's one of the reasons Christianity is hated. There's one way, and his name is Jesus, because he said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. And so often there's rebellion against everything. The world is in rebellion against God. Everything that's decent and honest and pure in personal lives as well as in this nation. And you know, this rebellion is not only found on college campuses and taught, it's in government circles, but unfortunately, many times in the church also. So many today just don't want to get involved. They just want to hear a nice little sermon and go on and live their lives the other 6 days. But God's word, beloved, is going to lay bare the center of corruption in this world. And in the old man-made harlot church system, there's an apostate system that is going to thrive more and more, a one-world church along with the one-world government, and it's going to have lies at the very foundation and basis of it, and many that have desired to carry that old harlot system into the moving of God are going to be exposed as the false teachers they really are. The fact is, many want to preserve the old. The new sometimes is scary, but like the children of Israel of old, they want to go back to the garlic and onions, but that's not going to happen. God has a promised land for us today, a land flowing with milk and honey, with the good things of the Spirit of God. And as long as we keep our face as a flint toward the things of God, we need to fear nothing but fear itself. Huh? I love you, beloved. It's been a joy to share the word and minister to you this week. And I pray for you every day that you will go stronger and stronger in the Lord and be strengthened with might in the inner man. That's what we need, the power of the Holy Spirit. I love you. I bring this broadcast to a close with my love and assurance that I pray for you, remember you every day, my UCM partners, my radio family. I thank you for your prayers for me and your prayerful support of this work of the Unveil Christ ministry. God bless you. I love you. And until next time, this is Sister Glass. Say, may God's best forever be yours is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.